This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? We want to know what's on your mind. That's why it's the name of the show. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. What's on your mind? Email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're practicing gratitude for our fine sponsors this Christmas week. They include our friends at High Plains Apache. They're not just some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about because of that Apache sprayer. Built like no other. Incredible warranty. Great resale value. Better bang for your buck. They also have the ET Ag Center at High Plains Apache, meaning you can get 50,000 sprayer parts, whatever you need, for all your ag application parts. In Mandan, across from Bonanza. In Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, I-29. High Plains Apache, online at highplainsapache.com. Your guest host for the week, Gary Emineth, is back. Gary's an entrepreneur. He's a former Republican Party chairman in North Dakota. His son, Austin Emineth, producing as well this week. Gary, take it away.
Thanks, Scott. It's been a fun week. Austin and I and Todd have been here in studio working away in the middle of all the snowstorm out there. At least I thought we were going to wake up a little snow this morning, and it was high wind, but it hasn't hit us yet, has it?
I still like that limousine you came in on Tuesday. That was touching.
That four-wheeler with
just don't just come in some average car or truck or something.
It was touching.
First class. Touching.
The wind,
Hey, you got frostbite on hold.
17 below, four-wheel drive.
It's no longer a touching drive,
With that four-wheeler, I'm telling you, I was frozen when I got you. I need to dress warmer for this climate. Our first guest this morning, we're going to move right into it. I'm kind of excited to have Mark McKinnon join us. I think Mark's probably down in a little warmer climate. I believe Mark's down in Texas. Mark McKinnon is an American political advisor and reform advocate, media columnist, television producer. And what kind of piqued my interest, I saw Mark numerous times on various media networks, and what I watched many times, the show that they had on Showtime called The Circus, Inside the Greatest Political Show on Earth. Mark was a co-producer and hosted some of the segments. So, Mark, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm actually talking to you from 10,000 feet in the little town of Blue River, Colorado, which is where I spend most of my time now. I still have a place in Austin, but I'm familiar with, I'm surrounded by about 3 feet of snow right now.
So. Oh, my gosh. Blue River. Where's Blue River at? I'm not even familiar with that.
Right next to Breckenridge, if you know where that is.
Yes, absolutely. Skeeter, I used to live in Colorado Springs area.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we're very close to Colorado Springs, actually.
Yeah,
over Hoosier Pass.
Fabulous. My son Austin loves snowboarding. Breckenridge was kind of a snowboarding town, so
Breckenridge was really like the first snowboarding town. It really kind of launched snowboarding back in the day.
So, Mark, do you spend like the winters now? You're kind of just enjoying some time away in the mountain after this show you did, the circus on Showtime, running around following these presidential candidates. That had to be grueling.
It was incredibly grueling. Just in the primaries, I went to 40 states in 90 days. I'm really glad to be off the rocket sled and glad to be up in this little mountain hideaway. I started coming here I grew up here, but I spent most of my adult life in Austin, but I started coming here in summers, but then that grew to, you know, the fall because I loved it so much, and now I have grandchildren here, so it's just all the physics have moved here.
Oh, wow, that's fabulous. So you, Mark, you grew up as a Democrat in Texas for a while. You're involved in a number of races, and then you got moved over to come to work with George Bush. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I did. In Texas, prior to 1990, there were two parties. There was a Democratic Party and the Conservative Democratic Party. There really wasn't a Republican Party. And I worked for Ann Richards when she was governor there. And when she was elected in 1990, there were 28 statewide constitutional offices. All 28 were Democrats. And 8 years later, after George Bush came to town, all 28 were Republicans. So as soon as there was a Republican alternative, most of the state turned Republican. And I was one of them. I was, in sort of middle age and had kids and just growing more conservative. And then this guy came to town, George W. Bush, who really had a message that was a attractive to me and a lot of other conservative Democrats and independents at the time about compassionate conservatism and was talking about education reforms and immigration reforms and a lot of things that I was concerned about and thought a lot about. So I crossed the bridge then and never looked back.
Wow, fabulous. Well, we're glad to have you on our team, being a former Republican Party chairman. I love your picture. Now, are you wearing your hat right now? Because your pictures that you have when you did Showtime, you always kind of got that famous hat on. I love that.
There's not a picture of me growing up that I don't have a hat on. I have my hat on all the time. And most people think I do that because I'm bald, but I'm not. I just love hats.
You got a lot of hair. I did see a picture on the circus where you had a pretty good head of hair.
It's just something I've always done. I've always worn a hat, and it actually turned out to be a practical thing, because when I'm going to airports or trying to find somebody, I always just say, look for the guy in the hat. It worked out pretty well.
Well, in Texas, that's probably okay. Colorado, that works great.
Oh, sure.
So you're an early musician, so you spent a little time in Nashville, I see, when I kind of look at your background a little bit. And so tell us a little bit about your music days before we get into politics.
Well, it was very short-lived. I actually ran away from home in the middle of high school and hitchhiked to Nashville.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I banged around there for a few years, and I got under the wing of Chris Christopherson. He let me live in his apartment and hang around at the publishing house. And so it was a really fantastic chapter in my life, although I just wasn't very good at it. And one of the few times in my life I exercised any good judgment was to recognize that on the arc that I was on, I was going to end up at the Blue River Holiday Inn as the second act when I was 50 years old. So I switched gears, and I always loved politics, and I loved writing, so I got into journalism at first and wrote about politics, and then somebody that I like ran for office, and I went and volunteered on the campaign, and then I just got the campaign bug.
You know, Marcus, it is pretty amazing how in this country someone can just kind of get involved. There's never enough volunteers to go around, and most people start out as a volunteer helping on
a
campaign.
Well, that's a great point, and I say this all the time to people who are interested in politics or want to get involved. It doesn't require any license or degree. Take it from me. I don't have one. It's remarkable that it's not that hard to get into politics, because if you're interested, the campaigns are always looking for volunteers, right? And so I say, if you want, just show up. Just find a cause or a person or a campaign that you're interested in. Go show up. Get there early. Stay late. Volunteer. And I guarantee you, if you have any smarts or ambition whatsoever, a month later, you'll be the deputy campaign manager.
Boy, that is right on. You hit that on the head. I'm just curious, when you put on these 40 states in 90 days and you guys were running around, I watched the segment because I travel a lot in business, and this campaign just sucked everybody in, obviously, in the country. And I remember one of your segments you did with the Bushes, because you're close to Bushes, and Jeb was still early in the race, and boy, him and President-elect Donald Trump, those two went at it, didn't they? I mean, that was brutal.
They did, Jeb Bush just was the walking, living incarnation of the establishment, and he became the pinata for Donald Trump and went after him and just took him down hard and fast. And, you know, I remember I spent the last week or two with Jeb Bush, you know, right when his campaign was going down. We were kind of reflected that in the show, and it was very interesting to see that, two dynasties went down in this election, the Clintons and the Bushes.
You know, I said early on a long time that they're just Bush and Clinton fatigue, and it sure bore out this time, didn't it?
Oh, no question about it. The country was, the very first show we did was called The Outsiders, and, because it was pretty clear to most people looking at this election. I mean, Donald Trump was obviously a surprise to just about everybody, but it wasn't a surprise that there was an appetite for something different, for an outsider. And that there was great Clinton fatigue and great Bush fatigue. I mean, I knew that I knew just from working for George W. Bush, having been the brunt of a lot of it, that there was a lot of anti-Bush sentiment out there, and I knew it was going to be a rough road for Jeb, which is too bad because he's a very thoughtful guy. In typical Bush fashion, he's, being very helpful now to Trump and endorsing nominees to his cabinet, what have you, as is George W.
Well, what do you think of Donald Trump kind of bringing in some of the adversaries from the campaign with him into the circle? I mean, I think it's been pretty remarkable what he's done so far.
I think his picks are very interesting, and that's why I think that the Trump presidency could be really interesting and could be really surprising in a good way, because he's just not going to do he's just not going to be conventional. He's not an ideologue, first of all, so it's not going to be just the same old hacks. So, for instance, I think he's made some, like you said, adversary, Nikki Haley in South Carolina was pretty tough on Trump, and he picked her to lead the UN, which I think is a great pick. And then he picks people like Rex Tillerson, and at first, for Secretary of State, I was at first surprised by that. I mean, I just my first instinct was, oh, no, wait a minute, the head of an oil company as Secretary of State, that, I'm not sure about that. But then the more I read about him, the more interesting I got in that selection, and the more I think it's a really interesting pick. And when I hear people like James Baker and Condoleezza Rice and George W. Bush all say that they think Rex Tillerson is a stellar pick. And then I just read a really interesting article from
We're going to hold that thought. We're going to the break. When we come back, and these breaks come way too quick. We're talking to Mark McKinnon, Showtime Circus producer. Stay with us. We'll be back shortly.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live First. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Mind 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Williston, Watford City, KLTC, and Dickinson on the western edge. And, of course, you can hear K-Fire everywhere. On the planet, Pluto, you can hear it for crying out loud. The moon, iHeart Media app, really a great tool as well. And our Flag family apps are just a great way to keep tabs on what's happening
right here on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Hope you saw the Michael Lindell story last night. It'll be repeated, too, on RFD TV. The American Dream is Michael Lindell. It's just a great story. The man had the 20-plus year addictions. Then he gets the idea for MyPillow. In a dream one night, his family making pillows at night while he's selling them at fairs in North Dakota and all around. And now more than 25 million pillows, American-made, have come out of a Minnesota warehouse. So it's pretty incredible what Mike Lindell has done. We love the guy. Inventor, founder of MyPillow, CEO to this day. And the great deal we've been telling you about the entire Christmas season is still on, where you get the 4-for-1 deal. 4 pillows, 2 premium, 2 go-anywhere pillows, yours for under $100. $180 in savings at MyPillow.com or by calling 800-506-9028. Back to more of What's On Your Mind now with your guest host today, Gary Amenoff. Gary?
Thanks, Scott. We've been talking earlier to Mark McKinnon, the co-creator, co-executive producer, and the co-host of Showtime's The Circus, Inside the Greatest Political Show on Earth. And Mark, I'd like to get your observations about how... While you're doing this show, you're seeing behind the scenes of these personalities, these big personalities of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Give us the listeners your thoughts and what's your observation about Donald Trump?
Well, I mean, he's fearless for one thing, and he understands media so well, and he stepped into a real vacuum of leadership and personality, really, in this election. And he understood that, you know, that people were really wanting to shake things up. And so, but that requires a lot of talent that he's got, and that translates into an understanding of the media, for one thing, and an authenticity. What voters are really hungry for is authenticity, and just a guy who tells it like it is, and obviously he does that. And he understood what we were doing, and so, you know, which was to document the campaign in a really transparent, authentic way. And so he was terrific. I mean, we interviewed him on his plane. We interviewed him in his office. We interviewed him at Mar-a-Lago. Spent a lot of, by the way, the thing I liked about the show is getting to know a lot of the other characters around the campaign, not just the candidates, but the families and the staffs who are, you know, really interesting characters in their own. Like Donald Trump Jr., I met him in Elko, Nevada, in the middle of nowhere. It was his first time out on the stump. And he's an engaging, one of the most interesting people I met the whole campaign. Fascinating.
Interesting.
So he's like, you know, so he's just freewheeling out there, you know, kind of throwing it out there and having a big time. And Hillary Clinton is just the exact opposite. I mean, it's just completely buttoned up. You know, nothing is taken for chance. It's all programmed. And you know, and this is a big reason why she lost. I mean, she was unwilling, as Donald Trump was, to... You know, be transparent to show herself. I mean, I there's a scene where I'm on the plane with her, and when she comes out to talk to the press for the first time in 270 days. I mean, that's how long people have been coming to her without her talking to anybody. So, you know, she feared the press, she feared transparency, and in the end, she paid the price for that.
You know, Americans really wanted this free will and interactive, and then you see Donald Trump just. You being a media person, how he just went to Twitter, and he's still doing it. What do you think the future of that is and the implications of that from your perspective?
Well, it's instant communication, and, you know, for those who know how to use it, Donald Trump has proved what a great tool of communication it can be, and it's quite clear that he intends to use it during his presidency. And, you know, he's got 12 or 13 million followers. That's a lot of fun. I mean, that's twice as much as the Washington Post or the New York Times. So it's like his own media, you know, it's like his own newspaper, his own television station. It's electronic, and he has complete control of it, so he doesn't get edited by, you know, some filter. And, you know, I know there's been a notion by some people that he'd shut that down during the presidency. I think he has no notion of doing that whatsoever, because I think he realized, and I think he's right, that it is a very effective and powerful tool.
What do you see in his administration? I mean, what do you think, now the election's over, you know, we're hearing everybody chat about what their belief is. What's your gut instinct say about his administration?
I just think it's going to be entirely unpredictable, which I think is a good thing. I mean, I think there'll be some downsides, but I think that there's just going to be, he's going to do a lot of things that other presidents couldn't or wouldn't have done. For example, this big, I think his most notable achievement, and I think he'll get this done, if nothing else, will be a massive infrastructure bill. And that's going to be, you know, a huge, you know, building, national building project of bridges and roads and what have you. Be lots and lots of jobs. It'll be lots and lots of spending. But if you think about it, no other president could have done that or could do it, because think about it. If it were Republican, a normal Republican, they never would agree on all the spending. If it were a normal Democrat, they could never get Republican votes to get it done. So, I think this infrastructure bill, you know, if you're for that, then you should be very happy that Donald Trump's president, because I think he's the only guy that could get it done. But it'll be those kind of things. It'll just be different and surprising, and I think in ways that that will surprise people in a good way. Like, just, you know, he surprised us during the campaign. I think he'll surprise us as president.
What do you think about Barack Obama's last few days here in this? All the stuff he's doing with Russia back and forth. I mean, that's kind of, it drives me, it's unbelievable if you ask me.
Well, I think it's, you know, the one thing I love about George W. Bush is what a great outgoing and former president he's been. I think he'll go down as one of the best former presidents. You know, just because he's just been a class act. And I think that Obama in the last week or two has been very, you know, very chippy. You know, yeah. It just sort of looks like he's just going to sort of, you know, go out with a big chip on his shoulder, which is unfortunate. You know, these transitions are important to the success of the country. And I think this, all this stuff with Russia is just, it's just, you know, it's just unnecessarily creating conflict where there doesn't need to be any.
So, Mark, we're down to about 1 minute. Time goes by fast. What's next for Mark McKinnon after the circus?
Well, I'm excited to learn that we're in the middle of making a 2-hour movie version of the show, which I just learned yesterday is going to premiere at the Sundance Film Festival in late January, and also you know, we're contemplating, or at least having some discussions about maybe there's a lot of appetite for the show. We've discovered an audience, and we're talking about maybe finding ways to keep this thing going, maybe some form of it in Washington next year.
I would have to think a show following Donald Trump, speaking to the unpredictability of it, could be a fun show.
Exactly. I mean, it's going to be entertaining. You know, it's going to be interesting. So, it's clear that the circus ain't stopping. So we may keep the cameras rolling.
Well, we're going to keep watching. So, listeners out there, Mark McKinnon, The Circus, greatest political show on earth. Thank you for joining us, Mark, and I appreciate you taking time off your holiday. Hope you get out and hit the slopes a little bit and have a little fun out there with your grandkids skiing.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Take it hard. Carry on regardless.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much. Take care.
See you later.
When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dan Wagsland, grain growers. We're going to switch gears totally and talk a little bit about agriculture. And so we've been talking to Mark McKinnon. Circus, greatest political show on earth. That was kind of an adventurous. That was kind of interesting, wasn't it, Austin?
Yeah, no, it was really interesting to get the aspect of the president and, well, president-elect, and we'll see what happens here. So, come January 20th.
We come back, we'll have Dan Wagsland. Stay tuned. Scary, I'm going to phone for Scott Hannon.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held Tuesday, January 31st at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead, and Wednesday, February 1st at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they can help make it possible for you to move forward. They now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. Now that is a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can be $8,000 and more higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what they do at UMary. Classes begin every 5 weeks. Part-time or full-time options are available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with my guest host today, Gary Emina. Gary?
Thanks, Scott. This is our last day that we'll be doing this. Austin filling in with me over here in the studio. And so,
For now,
until they have me back. But after today, our last segment, I'm going to make you a margarita, Todd. You know,
I wondered what you had.
We have Pep and Salo.
This bottle out
Pep
for.
And Salo Ketcher. Boys grew up in Washburn, but they really. In the early part of their life, they grew up in Mexico. He's going to be calling in from Mexico, Pep Ketcher.
Oh, wow.
Washburn, North Dakota. Remember him from my hometown up in Washburn. And so they made this Cruz tequila. So I reached out to him, and I thought, hey, it's New Year's. A lot of people, you know, go out and have maybe a little drink or two to celebrate the New Year.
So. Is that why you brought me here, so I can drive home? Or?
You're my driver today.
You're the DD.
You're the designated driver.
Plenty of those coming the next couple days, so...
So we're gonna. So actually, I brought all the ingredients in, and one of the secrets to good margarita is fresh lime. So I squeezed fresh lime this morning for you, Todd.
Oh my gosh!
So I'm gonna get you. We're gonna get the shaker.
Wow.
And I'll be making one, but we're gonna talk to Pep Ketcher, and but they use agave, and they, you know, we're gonna find out about how tequila's made and the secrets to it, a little bit of it. So they lived in Arizona, but he's calling in from Mexico at 10:30. 10 o'clock, we're going to have Renee Mitchell. Renee Mitchell's Williston native. Father has a number of wells out in that Williston Basin. But she's a photographer. Does a lot of photography that does some pretty incredible stuff. You can find her website at reneemitchell.com. But we're going to shift gears after Mark McKinnon talk about presidential politics. We're going to shift back to North Dakota and talk about maybe a little politics in North Dakota, farmers, because, you know, guys that you know, manufacture tequila. They're part of the farming process. But we're going to talk about the grain growers. So this morning we have Dan Wagsland joining us, Executive Director of the North Dakota Grain Growers. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Jerry, and good morning to all of your listeners from the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. What you're talking about earlier, it makes me wish that I was in studio instead of sitting here in West Fargo.
Well, if you're in Bismarck, I was going to invite you to come by and see if I make a very good margarita here. So. You know, Dan, it's been kind of a rough week because, you know, when you're kind of an amateur like I am, you get yourself in trouble. So I was talking about Lance Hagan, who, you know, I was talking about how I bet on the presidential race, but then I had to say, well, I didn't really bet. But it's going to cost me dinner. And then yesterday we had Ag Commissioner Doug Goring on, and we began to talk about the, you know, marijuana being grown in North Dakota and the farmers. And so I don't know if that falls underneath the grain growers. I guess it's a seed. I don't know if that falls underneath yours. But Doug was talking about all the challenges of marijuana being grown for medical marijuana purposes now that it's going to be legal in North Dakota. We've been talking about marijuana, and we've been talking about betting, and now we're going to be drinking tequila here at the end of the show. So that's been my reputation is going to take a pretty rough hit this week. So unfortunately, my son's been sitting next to me, so he's looking at his old man, and he says,
"That's helping your reputation, though. You have a designated driver all lined up. You're not. I'll make sure that you know he's underage. He doesn't get to taste any of this stuff."
I know for.
So I'm not going to take any responsibility after I give Todd his margarita this morning when his show doesn't sound. But you got
well, I don't have a show today because we have a special year-end of 2016 show coming up this afternoon.
Well, that's better yet, then. I can make you double that.
That's just it. I can have a live one because I'm not doing a show this afternoon. So. Oh, we've done that, though. We've done the show with the Highway Patrol bringing the breathalyzer in and have Todd to get too many drinks and show what happens. And the problem was I only blew a .05, but if I would have driven home, I would have killed people on the way home. So suffice it to say, just because you're not over the legal line doesn't mean you're still safe.
Amen to
I've
that.
Discovered that.
Amen to that. So, Dan, you're a former Democrat. Before we get into the grain growers, which I want to talk about, we got two segments we're going to do. So we'll talk about agriculture in the second segment. But the first part of it, you know, they go by so quick. As a former Democrat leader, and, you know, now you work for an association that works on both sides of the aisle, of course. What's the Democrat Party going to do in North Dakota to become relevant again? I mean, this legislative session, I mean, I don't even know if they have enough legislators to fill the committees almost. How do they improve their the positioning statewide in North Dakota?
Well, you know, Gary, it's interesting because politics, as you're well aware, is very, very cyclical in this state. You know, the voters, you go back into the 1980s when I first came into the North Dakota legislature and all of a sudden in the end of the 1980s, it was virtually every office was held in the state by a Democrat. Including the governorship. You turn into the 90s and things changed and things like that. So it's very cyclical. I can remember the North Dakota Senate when the Democrats, they claimed that they could caucus in a phone booth. And so all of the Democratic senators, which I think there were about five or seven at the time, in fact climbed into that, climbed into a phone booth and took a picture. So you've got things like that, but on the same token, in 1982, in the 1982 election, there were 10 Democratic senators out of 53. And, in that election, 11, came in. And so instead of being 10, we were at 21. So it's pretty cyclical. I think what you have to do, and goodness, I'm no guru on politics.
Were you in the Senate? Did we ever Senate Majority Leader, or were you the Senate Minority Leader?
I am the answer to a trivia question, Gary. I was the last Senate Majority Leader that the Democrats had.
I thought that was the case.
Right, and that was in 1993, which is a long time ago. And in 1995, that's why I was the Senate Minority Leader. I can tell you, it's a lot more fun being the Majority Leader than the Minority Leader. I can just say that.
No kidding. That is, well, this you get to appoint all the committees. You get to play a bigger role. You have a majority members of the committees that are Democrats, correct? So you get to have a much bigger say and influence in policy, don't you?
Well, you know, at the time, it was 25 to, I believe it was 25-24, you know, with the with the Senate. And so what you have when you've got, when you have to have a lot of, you have to have a lot of cooperation from a lot of people. And I had a wonderful, wonderful caucus. I also had a leader from the Republican side, Gary Nelson, who's a dear friend of mine, who was very, very easy to work with. That didn't mean that we didn't get up on the floor and debate issues. We certainly did that. But at the same time, everyone knew that we had to get business done. And I think that some very, very good business was done in that 93 session. Again, in 1995, working with Gary as majority leader, there was some very good legislation that was passed, in cooperation, because you have to get the business done. This is going to be a challenging session. A lot of new members. It's going to be very, very interesting. Lots of needs out there, Gary, as you're well aware. And yet, the limited means. This is a budget that we haven't faced in quite some time, and it's going to present its challenges.
Well, North Dakotans have gotten from every agency to whether it's the university system, they're used to just coming in, and they can't dream big enough because there was so much money. And old habits die hard, and the idea that they're going to go back and say, okay, we're going to go back to zero-based budgeting or whatever, you got to prove or justify everything. It just changes the whole mindset of the session, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. And I don't think you're going to see an omnibus spending package like we had last time for the western part of the state, which was definitely needed. But that was a billion dollar expenditure for infrastructure in the state of North Dakota. I don't think we have the funding to do that this time. It's going to be interesting. It'll be interesting what Governor Burgum does. New governor, he's going to want to put his stamp onto this legislative and onto this budget, and that's going to be interesting. You've got two very, very astute and old hands, as leaders of the Senate and the House, that know how to get this legislature, start ramped up and know how to get it finished off. A lot of times it's tougher to finish off a session than it is to ramp it up. But we've got two very experienced guys in Al Carlson and Rich Wardner that have got that ability to do that. But I just go back and think about all the new legislators, and congratulations to all of them that are in this time. But they want to make their points too, and it's going to be an interesting session. I think it's going to be a barn burner.
I saw the Republican senator from Grand Forks is reported in the news yesterday. I heard Todd Mitchell talking about it, proposing an 80-mile-an-hour speed limit on interstate. And having one who spends a lot of time on the road, I like that. Todd, are you? What do you think? Do you like this good idea?
I think I already put the cruise on 82, so.
So does that mean you're going to get 87 then?
I have no comment. I can either confirm nor deny that rumor.
But Dan, one of the things I
do
gonna,
like the idea.
I do too. I am thinking of that spending just as we go to the break here shortly. I know there was a tremendous amount of spending that went into roads across the whole state for investment in infrastructure, being with grain growers and farmers. Farmers today have much bigger trucks when they're hauling grain to the elevator, and a lot of those roads out east weren't designed for those semis, were they, Dan?
No, and we took a look. Actually, the Department of Transportation had a study this interim regarding truck lengths, truck weights. Gary Nesham, one of our directors from Berthold, North Dakota, was a part of that study committee. But North Dakota is an export state, as you're well aware, Gary. We've got to get our products to market, not only to our elevators and using that road system, but we also have to be able to ship those products overseas. And so a sound transportation system is incredibly important for North Dakota agriculture, and being a part of that and being able to upgrade some of those roads and to take a look at what kind of truck configurations and others.
Dan, I'm going to interrupt you there. Hold that thought. We come back. We got Dan Wagsland, Executive Director of North Dakota Grain Growers. We're going to talk about their association, what they're looking at this next session. Stay with us, Gary. I'm going to fill in for Scott Hennen.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. One of the biggest obstacles to implementing a successful safety program is cost. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing affordable safety and leadership training available at the NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference.
3 days of training, 95 plus courses, and what you're looking at is if you're a member of the North Dakota Safety Council, if you get our early bird discount, and if you are a workforce safety and insurance member, you can combine for 60% savings. I mean, where you can get 3 days of safety training for just $330. The level of training, the quality training that's being offered at this conference, in our opinion, second to none. It's not just local training, which is really good. It's regional. It's national people who come in and put on these courses.
The NDSC's Safety and Health Conference is February 20th through 23rd in Bismarck. To learn more about great discounts and the diverse course lineup, go to www.ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Fans, last chance to get in on the great December specials at PetroServe USA stores, where Pizza Corner Pizza is 2 for $11. What a deal. Pop-Tarts, too. 2 for $1. Why do I love them so much? I love Pop-Tarts. That's really a breakfast of choice. If I'm, you know, not worrying about the waistline, that is.
No.
They're just great. They're fabulous. And, of course, that 4 for $4 deal all day, every day, PetroServe USA. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA, connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and helping America fuel better. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA near you. Back to more of What's On Your Mind. Here's our guest host today, Gary Emmett.
Thanks, Scott. Nice music.
You do recognize this, right?
You bet. Eagles.
Yeah.
10:30, we're going to be making tequila, margaritas, Pepe, Salo Catcher.
So it's apparently another tequila sunrise today. I wasn't aware, but okay.
We've been talking to Dan Wagsland. One of the interesting things, Dan, you probably didn't catch the first segment, but we had Mark McKinnon on who did Circus inside the greatest political show on earth, and he talked about Texas when he worked with Governor Richards at the time. All 28 state constitutional offices were Democrats. George Bush comes along 8 years later and they're all Republican 100%. So speaking of cycles, that's where when Ed Schaefer came along, brought North Dakota to all the Republican. It's been a long run for Republicans, so we'll see if that holds up. So, Dan, North Dakota grain growers, talk to us, our listeners out there. What does your association do, and what are some of your objectives this legislative session?
Well, thanks, Gary. The North Dakota Grain Growers Association contracts with the North Dakota Wheat Commission and the North Dakota Barley Council to do domestic policy issues on the state and federal level on behalf of North Dakota's wheat and barley farmers. We tend to like to think of ourselves as educators. We want to educate decision makers on the policies that can make a positive impact for North Dakota wheat and barley farmers. That's what we do. We work in the Farm Bill, for example. We work on crop insurance on the federal level, but also on the state level. We're going to be actively involved in the formulation of state policy. One of the main goals we've got this time, of course, is ag research. Gary, you know as better than anyone that ag research is the lifeblood of North Dakota agriculture, and no one does ag research better than North Dakota State University. That's not only in terms of variety development, for wheat and barley, for corn and soybeans. But that also means policy development as well. We've got the premier, agricultural economics folks at North Dakota State University, and we're really going to need them as we get into this next Farm Bill debate.
Do you think that President-elect Trump hasn't put an ag person in yet, and that's one of the couple of the ag positions that would be open, but the Farm Bill that finally got passed this last time, Heidi and Kevin Cramer and John Hovind spent a lot of time on it. Do you have some concerns this session with coming up in the federal level? What's going to come out of the future Farm Bill?
Well, we're hearing some pretty good rumbles, Gary. Some of the regulatory efforts that have happened over the last few years, I think, are going to be overturned. Specifically, the Waters of the United States, which was just terrible. Federal regulatory overreach. I think that's going to be overturned when the new Congress convenes. That's good news. But we're starting the Farm Bill. We just barely got the old one implemented, the 2014 bill implemented, and now we're already starting intense discussions on the next Farm Bill and what that's going to look like.
What is the length of each Farm Bill? Are they like a 5-year Farm Bills, or right. I mean, they're longer periods of time, right? Is that correct?
Right. No, it's 5 years.
Yeah.
And what it looks like this time, because the last Farm Bill was kind of a major overhaul, Gary. We're looking this time at probably tweaking what we've got, but we've got to make sure that those tweaks are in the right direction. We don't want to have situations where we have counties in North Dakota that are precluded from receiving payments that they deserve, for example. We've got to clean some of these things up. We can do that, and we've got the federal folks in Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hovind, and also Congressman Cramer that can get that done for us.
Do you think I don't think I've heard Heidi's really into running anymore. I heard she's going to stay in the Senate, so we're going to have a crushing Senate race, it looks like, coming up in 2018.
Well, it's good. Our races are always interesting.
Yeah, boy, that's a fact. Yeah, that is a fact.
I mean, they really are. They're always interesting, and it's fun. And North Dakota, let me tell you something. The North Dakota voter is one smart cookie, and they know what they want. They know what they like. They know what they don't like. And so it's going going to the next farm, certainly the next Senate race is going to be an interesting one. There's no question about that. But I think that we can see with a strong congressional delegation, which we've had in the past, to get things done for us on a federal level is just critical. We're not a very big state in terms of population, and yet our folks get it done, and they get it done better than I think any other delegation, and we're admired for that across the country.
Well, Dan, we've been talking to Dan Wagsland, Executive Director of North Dakota Grain Growers. Dan, thanks for joining us. Have a great new year, and we'll be seeing you around the Capitol. We'll be seeing you around the Capitol this next session.
Sounds good. That's great. Happy New Year to everybody out there. Thanks
Thank
a lot,
you.
Gary.
You bet, Dan. Take care. We come back, we're going to talk to Fargo resident Renee Mitchell. Stay tuned.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Fortune Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7, exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.